Good morning to everyone. This is the August 10th, 2018 meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Thank you for coming, and the air conditioners are working nicely for the moment. Got a couple of announcements. First of all, those that you have not met yet, there's our new director, Kelly Sousa, went there, so get to know him. He's got a good handshake, and we look forward to working with him. A couple of announcements regarding our schedule. Our agenda item 8, which is an executive session, is canceled for the day. The commission will be taking an extended lunch. I think Bob, Commissioner Kehoe, wants to take a nap or something around that time. So we're going to be from noon
and
we're going to be out of here from noon until 1:45. We will then move in. Upon returning, we'll move in at 1:45 to item number 10, which is the delegation of authority item. Item 9 will then go below that at 2:15. So that's what we have planned for the day. Look forward to talking to all of you.
Can I just make
yes. Mr. Thorburn.
At noon, at lunch, there is a committee meeting, the Habitat Committee meeting. Our committees are now open, so just wanted to note that if anyone is interested in priority habitat and species, that's going to be the topic of discussion.
Where is that?
That will be in the Olympia room next door.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Item 3A is the commissioner's discussion. Do any of the commissioners have any items for discussion this morning? Commissioner Thorburn.
I just wanted to share some activities that I've been involved in since our last meeting. The first was I had an opportunity to attend the summer and annual meeting of the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. It was an absolutely outstanding experience. I only registered for a day. The first 2 days of this conference, before the topical workshops, is meetings of the commissioners and directors of the various departments of the Western Association. And the networking was really useful and interesting. All of our agencies, our state agencies, have very similar issues. It was great to learn about kind of different approaches that are being taken to our various issues. Wolves, I'll just bring up, is on the plate of everywhere from New Mexico to South Dakota. Actually brought up that they didn't have wolves yet and chuckled at the rest of us. But it was just a very constructive experience. I'm anxious for our new director to get very involved with both the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies as well as the National Association that is currently working very hard on the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which would be an opportunity for federal funding to support the many activities of our various agencies. And I think that our congressional delegation will eventually be playing important roles as that legislation moves forward in Congress. I brought along the materials that I picked up. I was going to pass around for my fellow commissioners so that you can see the kinds of things that are discussed. Each state does reports on their activities. That's what these are, state reports. And again, it highlights that we have very similar issues, but take really different approaches. And I think we can get lots of good ideas from this kind of networking. It was a really valuable experience, including the float down the McKinsey River, which was called the Directors and Commissioners Retreat. I ended up flipping over backwards as I went through the Level 3 Rapids and ending up, I think, in the lap of the South Dakota Directors He took it well. I was just glad it wasn't over the side into the river. So that was one activity. I also wanted to mention that our habitat staff is working on the rules that we directed them to take a look at for suction gold mine dredging. And they've held 4 community meetings. They've also set up a stakeholders group. I was able to attend the meeting in Spokane. They had quite a bit of public input. I think there was a larger meeting the night before in Wenatchee, where this is kind of a heightened activity. The discussion was good. It was well facilitated. I really felt that staff was very much paying attention to the direction that the guidance that the commission gave to them. So I was really pleased to see the input from the public. We had both miners there. Those were familiar faces to us, as well as anglers who are concerned about this issue. And then I wanted to mention that I attended a really constructive meeting of the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council with our staff. That was just last week, that I think was initiated by the council, but they had identified several sort of problem areas for them and wanted to have a constructive discussion with staff about how there could be a partnership to move forward on these problem areas. They included turkey overpopulation in eastern Washington and several of our carnivore predator species. It really focused on what could be the partnerships, brainstorming about ideas about how to approach these problems. I appreciate that we had science staff from Olympia that attended this, as well as some of the regional staff. Again, it was very constructive.
Thank you. Anything else?
Nope, but I will share these. I'd like them back. But,
sure. Yeah. Mr. Graybill?
I had a fairly busy month, having an off month here with our meetings, but Commissioner Thornburn and I were both at the Tri-Cities meeting on the Columbia River Review, and actually most of the attention was applied to the spring salmon catch balancing and allotment issue. And I understand that there's a meeting, I think, later this week. As a result of that, sort of an advisory committee is going to get together and offer the commission some options to consider on that particular issue. Also attended the Region 3 awards. Awful lot of good work being done down there by an awful lot of good people. I learned a lot at that session about issues, and in particular one we'll touch on today, which is the removal of the Natchez hatchery. Did attend the Governor's Task Force meeting in Wenatchee, and that was fascinating. I also wanted to commend staff. You know, we had a downgrade of the run forecast for summer run salmon this year, and the lower river was closed, and then there were some rolling closures that went all the way upstream. But then our staff decided to take a close look at escapement over Priest Rapids Dam, felt that they were going to make escapement to the primary facilities up there, reopened the fishery, delayed the opening in the Brewster Pool for a week to allow the Colville tribe to catch a broodstock, and then reopened the season. And fortunately, I was very impressed how closely they worked with the folks in Brewster and Pateras. And the Brewster Salmon Derby had been canceled, but they worked closely with him and got that rescheduled, and they had very good attendance and good fishing. But I just wanted to state that I was very pleased with the way the department worked closely with the local communities and guides, and to the benefit of those communities, the guide service and recreational anglers in the Upper Columbia, for a good result during a very difficult time.
Thank you. Anything? Commissioner Keeney. Well, that's the next under B. Are there any other commissioner discussion points first?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
I was encouraged to attend a meeting here late June with a lot of fire chiefs, cattlemen's associations, some conservation environmental groups, landowners, conservation districts, and it was all about figuring out ways, and DNR was very visible there and helpful, about having better initial attack on some of these rangeland fires that are occurring, particularly in the unprotected or underprotected areas of our state. Real productive meeting. There's a lot of misconceptions sometimes about, you know, what is the best approach to go. My friend here, Jay Hosemiller, was instrumental in creating a Blue Mountain Fire District that does some of the very same things that other ranchers are looking for, a project called Rangeland Fire Protection Association, to be passed. It needs legislation to authorize that so that option could occur in our state. And I think what we came out of that meeting was there's no one-size-fits-all. There's several approaches, whether you can annex these in danger lands into existing fire districts, create new fire districts with a mandate to fight rangeland fires, not structure fires, or go this RFPA direction. So I think we had a really good session. I'm hopeful that that's going to happen and we'll get that legislation will occur out there in the future. There's representatives working on that. And some of the folks like Molly was there, and Sarah, and different folks that attended that meeting, I think, was very encouraging. And we weren't saying this is the only answer, but it's another tool. That tool gets used in Idaho and Oregon regularly, and they've had some really good success with it. So wanted to mention that.
Commissioner Baker.
Another good thing that happened last month was that we finally, after years of negotiation, reopened a boat launch on the Wainuchi River at the 7400 Bridge. And this was good for me. I certainly don't get any credit, but I did follow this issue, and I was proud of the way that that the department works with the timber companies and with the guides and with the anglers to get this bridge open. I was also proud Commissioner McIsaac was there for the ribbon cutting, and peppered through this couple of days, we're going to hear things about our new director coming on board and our commissioner going off board. I guess that's the way to put it. One of the things that Director Susilund has done the last month is attend a bunch of these things way before he started work here, and he was at that ribbon cutting, and that made me very proud. So then the last thing I want to say is that it's sort of a proven axiom of American social tradition that major rites of passage are celebrated, and what are they celebrated with? They're celebrated with cake. We all need cake. And so we have a huge cake over there that's for these two. I wanted to mention it and get it out early because it's going to take all of us probably both days to eat this cake. So if we could figure out a way to show the cake to Kelly and Jay, and then there's a table right back there in the back with the where the coffee is, set it up. It's just sort of an ongoing issuing in and issuing out. So thank you.
We will do that at 10:45 if that works out.
Works for me.
Okay, we have kind of a celebratory event here that Commissioner Thorburn wants to take the lead on, so bear with us a moment.
Yes. Speaking of departures, so what I'm supposed to accomplish is jerking some tears.
Years. So warm up to it.
So, Jay, we did some recognition of Jay yesterday also.
Hey, Don, can you grab me one while you're there? Thanks,
just
buddy.
A jewel to work with. I think all of us agree with that. So as a commission, we are here to present you with, you're going to have to help me hold this. We didn't want to take it out of the package because we thought it would be easier for you to take it home. You want to show it to the group? So we have a photographer in the department who takes photographs of our wildlife areas and all, and Jay had mentioned that he likes his photography. So the commission is presenting Jay with this photograph by Justin, and it says, with gratitude, Washington.
I've watched other commissioners go out and it did kind of almost bring you to tears because you get to know these people really well and you hate to see them go. And but, you know, I think there's a time to be in a place like this and there's a time to move on. And so, you know, I've wrestled with this. You know, I really enjoy this. And I think it's a service. It's a dedication. But it takes a lot of time. And I don't know that sometimes people realize that, you know, you're given a lot of time to this. And it's good, though. I mean, you get to meet some fantastic people. You get to work with some fantastic people. I've come to recognize the department in a whole different way, you know, than when I came on. And I realized the value of every employee that works here. And I recognize the value of every one of these commissioners, too, because they spend so much time on these issues. And I've gotten to know many of them as friends, and hopefully we'll do some elk hunting with one of them in the future.
Yeah.
If I ever get drawn.
He just wants me to pack the damn thing.
I got 16 points. I think maybe one of these years I'm going to come visit you. You know, it's when I thought about this, I thought, you know, it is a lot of time. And I thought, you know, I've been almost on it 7 years now. And I can think of about seven things that really happened because of my influence. You know, and I thought, that's not very many. You know, there's a lot of issues we decide, and together we, but, you know, the things like, and I'll probably be known for this for my whole life, is, you know, I'm the roadkill commissioner. Molly must have picked one up this morning. I get, you know, people talking to me about this all the time, and that people that weren't that fond of me getting on the commission because of my environmental background, but, you know, they'll come up to me now and say, geez, I didn't get a deer this year, but I got one in the freezer. Thanks a lot. So, you know, stuff like that. And I think maybe I tried to bring a common sense approach to the commission and look for solutions. I was really honored to get the plaque yesterday from Don that compares me to a very notable statesman that liked to look for compromise in all issues. And I'm not going to go on and on. I think there's other things that I was proud to be a part of, whether it was the discussion on baiting, some of the cougar issues that came up. You know, it just goes on and on. But, again, I want to thank everyone on this commission. I want to thank the public that shows up constantly. And I really also gained an appreciation in my time on the commission to really listen to what people say. And I can count many times where I've gone out into the audience after testimony and shaken somebody's hand and said, you know, you made a difference to me. I don't know about the rest of the commission, but I've changed my mind on this issue because of what you said. And I think that's important. That's what we're here to do. And then I have one other thing to do. And I'm not going to
tear up. Somebody revenge is sweet. I've come to notice on this commission that there's sometimes unsung heroes, and they're the people that you don't see up front. They're the people that you don't know that they're involved in all the work we do. I'm curious.
Okay, we talked about this.
better load up on those. Tammy Langer is one of those people. I mean, she makes this work, and I've always appreciated her. And it was about 4 years in, Jay and I in particular would always ask her, you know, don't schedule a meeting on Eastern Washington hunting season. And so she wouldn't, you know, especially around elk season. And I thought, well, she's awfully nice to do that. Well, I never realized that while she did that, she had to be here during Western Washington elk season, and she missed out on her family camp, you know, many years just to meet our needs. So I don't know if this will help or not, Tammy, but for you, you're doing better than me. I'm cheering up. Maybe you can look at that and realize now you don't have to change the meetings around.
I can bring this to the meetings that I'm working in.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you all and appreciate having served you on this commission.
I'm sure that many of the other commissioners might have some goodbye to say tomorrow as we wrap up.
All right.
Thanks for all you've done, and thanks for who you are, and thanks for what you brought to this commission, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, both of you. Are there any other commissioner discussion items to my right? Yeah, we're going to get that. Okay, no more? All right, we're now at the B, meeting minute approval. We've had two meetings. We had a fish committee last night and a wildlife committee this morning. I've asked Commissioner Kehoe, as I normally do the minutes for the fish committee, I asked him to do it because I'm trying to keep track of all this other stuff today. So.
You want to go first?
No, you go.
Okay. Because I think that's next.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I move to approve the minutes of the July 20th, 2018 Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call as submitted.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have a motion and a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, now, Mr. Kehoe.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and this is kind of sharing the load with you today. Happy to do it. And I'm going to read from some notes here, so bear with me. The Fish Committee met Wednesday, August 8th, started out at 4 o'clock. All members of the Fish Committee were present, including myself, Vice Chair Carpenter, Commissioner Baker, Commissioner Thorburn, and Commissioner Graybill. And also in attendance were Commissioners Baker, Commissioners McIsaac, Director Susewind, Deputy Director Joe Storr, Ron Warren, Kelly Cunningham, Bill Twight, Cindy LaFleur, Rob Lathrop, Steve Pizangra, and Craig Burley. There were also nine members of the public in attendance. Craig Burley presented the reconsideration request by Mr. Rudnick regarding the commission decision on his African clawed petition, which was to deny his petitions. Commissioner Thorburn volunteered to make a recommendation to the full commission on this subject. So thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Steve Pizangra presented information regarding construction issues for the Usk Hatchery, which is a mitigation facility for West Slope Cutthroat in Ponderay River Basement, with particular reference to an upcoming easement request on the August 17, 2018 conference call. So more just kind of a heads up, and greatly appreciated that. The focus or the majority of the meeting was spent with regard to the ongoing review of the Columbia River policy. Bill Twight, Ryan Lathrop, and Cindy LaFleur presented information on this review, and the key points that were discussed included the department has hired a consultant to help synthesize a lot of the information, prepare a general summary of the large volume of analysis in a manner designed for a more general public audience. providing the information summary to the advisory bodies in time for normal written statements from the advisory bodies by early September will be a challenge. However, the staff will try to summarize the advisory body comments for the commission to consider at the September 14th, 15th meeting. You know, this has been a challenge. This has been an aggressive timeline, as some of the commissioners have pointed out. But staff are really doing a good job and trying to get this done in this aggressive timeline that the commission set. So the final report organization has changed somewhat as reflected in a draft table of contents. The staff asked commissioner comments on the new report organization, and we will do that. Six analytical sections were presented with discussion about each. And then lastly, the commission is scheduled to receive a draft of the final report at the September 14, 15 meeting in Olympia. And at that meeting, the commission should schedule a considerable amount of time for public comment. We talked about maybe doing a panel again, and we'll talk about that some more in advance of the meeting. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Chair. Thank you. Commissioner Keeney will do the Wildlife Committee report.
You bet. Thank you.
His last one.
That's right. So we had a great report from Cynthia Wilkerson and Melinda Posner on a program that's launching right now. It's called the Lands Showcase, as well as the Recreational Strategy. And this is to bring public awareness about all the WDFW lands and primarily the wildlife areas, but the lands that WDFW owns. It's a communication, marketing, standardizing visitor maps, re-strategizing, recreation strategizing, lands inventory, web content, success stories. So it's just about getting the word out about the positive side of all this land that the department owns. Sometimes we hear too much about the negative, you know, are there weeds, or do we have enough money to manage them? But this is to get that word out that these are gems in our state and, you know, how people can use them and kind of standardize some of the things. Cynthia had a great idea that, you know, when you go into a national park office, any national park, you get a map, and they all look about the same, and you know how to use them, and you know where you're at, and you know where to go, and so things along that lines that people become more familiar with our wildlife areas and our WFW lands. And then on the recreation strategy, there's a rec team that's been formed, and they're looking at the priority uses of these areas: hunting, fishing, hiking, watching of wildlife. And their goal is to engage stakeholders, enhance opportunities, especially on these WLAs. And there's a draft proposal out now to get that done. That was a really good discussion, and some information was handed out. Then we got into the next agenda item was the corn pond hunting. And this had been brought up in public testimony a few meetings back, and we decided to get a little more information from staff. You know, and then the big question right up front is it legal? And I think that was answered very well. Yes, it's legal. Is it ethical? That depends on who you are and what side of the fence you are on that issue. So this is going to be something that probably will be discussed further. I think what the group decided was, after hearing a lot of the data, we asked the question, you know, should this be brought up at future meetings? And for now, we feel that a report in from the Waterfowl Advisory Committee to the Wildlife Committee is warranted, and we'll have that and see where it goes from there. It reminds me a lot of the baiting issue on deer that we took up a few years back. You know, there's about half of the people are for it and half of the people were against it, and the commission was a little bit stuck in the middle on trying to answer what is ethical, and it's a tough place to be in. I believe on that issue there was a detriment to wildlife that occurred from way too much baiting occurring, so it was a little easier decision. But this one has a similar ring to it, so maybe we'll hear more about it after we have some more input from the advisory committee. The third thing on the agenda was Sharptail, and this item has been brought before us many times before, I think at least three or four times. We've had lots of public input. At one point, the commission then directed staff to go back and uplist the species to endangered, do the work that it took and the paperwork and the 102 and et cetera, to actually, we felt the bird was threatened enough that it needed to be uplisted to endangered from threat. They've done that, and in that process, we heard some additional public testimony. And so incorporating all that, the committee did not feel that we would make a recommendation to this full commission one way or the other. We felt there's been enough input to this, and there'll be a vote on that a week from this Friday on a teleconference. And finally, just in other items, the scadded elk situation that was brought to our attention is very much heating up. We know staff is working hard on this. We know there's some negotiations that have to occur. We also know there's some landowners that are really being hurt. And this is, I think, one of the toughest type of things that the commission has come before them, is where there's just no easy answer. But I feel, and we've had reports on this from many of the people involved, we've heard a lot of testimony from landowners, you know, there's got to be something. And I think staff is working on it, but we cannot let it slide and let it drop below the radar, because it's a hot issue. And commissioners are hearing about it from landowners, and it will need to keep on it. So we thought that's an issue that needs to be added to our Wildlife Commission, Wildlife Committee meetings on a regular basis in the future. And anybody else, anything I miss?
Thank you, Commissioner Keeney. Good final report.